Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Polling concludes peacefully in third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. Nearly 66% voter turnout recorded. Campaigning intensifies for assembly elections in Haryana. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi says Congress is trying to divide country along caste and religious lines. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi accuses BJP of attacking the constitution. Swachhata Hi Seva 2024 campaign to conclude on 155th Gandhi Jayanti tomorrow. India and Jamaica exchange 4 MOUs in fields of digital public infrastructure, cultural exchange and sports. In Thailand, 23 people killed in a school bus fire incident in Bangkok. In cricket, India clean sweep 2-match test series beating Bangladesh by 7 wickets at Kanpur. Jammu and Kashmir has registered a voter turnout of 65.58% in the third and last phase of assembly polls till 7 p.m. today. The highest, 72.91% voting, was reported in Udhampur district. The Election Commission said polling for the Jammu and Kashmir Legislative Assembly elections concluded today in a peaceful and celebratory atmosphere. It said three-phase polling has concluded, heralding a new dawn for the region. The poll body said there has been no re-poll so far and overall voting beats the Lok Sabha 2024 record. The Commission said erstwhile terrorism-infested regions celebrated democracy and rebuffed boycotts and violence. It said scenes of voters patiently waiting in lines at polling stations set against the scenic backdrop of the region highlighted the people's strong faith in democracy. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said the J&K Assembly elections have marked a significant deepening of democracy, which will continue to inspire the democratic spirit of the region for years to come. We have more from our Srinagar correspondent.
The third phase of polling in the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir concluded peacefully this evening with a record voting percentage in comparison to the percentage recorded in the earlier two phases. Now the focus is shifted on October 8, that happens to be the crucial counting day. The counting shall be held for all the 90 seats of J&K Legislative Assembly, and it remains to be seen as to which 90 members will win the election and reach to the Assembly, and which party shall be able to form the new government in the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. It is worthwhile to mention that the elections to the J&K Assembly were held after a gap of 10 years, and this is also the first election after the abrogation of special status of the erstwhile state of Jammu and Kashmir and its bifurcation into two union territories. This is Sunil Kohl for Akashvani News from Srinagar.
Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in Haryana with the polling date approaching closer. Leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies and roadshows, garnering support for their party candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed an election rally today at Gadpuri Toll Plaza in Palwal district near Faridabad. He alleged that the Congress is making attempts to divide the country by propagating divisions on the lines of caste and religion.
बंद कमरों में कांग्रेस के नेता आप लोगों के लिए यही कहते हैं, कभी जात पात के नाम पर कहीं एक समाज को दूसरे से लड़ाकर कांग्रेस इस देश से देशभक्ति को ही चूर चूर करना चाहती है.
Mr. Modi said Congress's politics is limited only to false promises, whereas BJP's politics is based on hard work and results.
यहाँ हरियाणा में भाजपा सरकार ने करीब 1.5 लाख सरकारी नौकरियां दी और वो भी बिना खर्ची पर्ची नौकरियां दी है. हजारों कर्मचारियों को पक्का किया. लेकिन अब कांग्रेस वाले फिर वही खर्ची पर्ची सिस्टम हरियाणा में वापस लाना चाहते हैं.
On the other hand, addressing an election rally in Sonipat, Congress MP and leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, accused the BJP of attacking the constitution and working for a handful of billionaires in the country.
Yes, samvidhan jo hai, Ambedkar ji ki den hai, Mahatma Gandhi ji ki den hai, aur isi ke liye Congress party ladi thi, Congress ke hazaron karyakarta iske liye mare hain. Sawal ye hai, BJP isko khatam karna chahta hai.
Voting for the 90 assembly seats in the state will be held on the 5th of October. Counting of votes for assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana will be held on the 8th of this month. In our constituency profile series, our correspondent takes a look today at the Panchkula assembly seat of Haryana.
Panchkula is constituency number 47 of the Haryana Legislative Assembly, which falls in Ambala Lok Sabha constituency. It is a journal seat with a mix of rural and semi-urban population. In the 2019 elections, Gyanchand Gupta, representing the BJP, won the Panchkula seat by defeating Chandramohan of Congress. Bharatiya Janata Party leader and speaker of Haryana Legislative Assembly Gyanchand Gupta, Congress Party leader and former Deputy Chief Minister Chandramohan, Indian National Lok Dal's Dr. Kshitij Chaudhary, Aam Aadmi Party's Prem Garg and Jan Nayak Janata Party's Sushil Garg are the main candidates in the Panchkula Legislative Assembly constituency of Haryana. Akanksha Saxena, Akashwani News, Chandigarh.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has claimed that the BJP-led Mahayuti will come to power in the upcoming Maharashtra Legislative Assembly elections. Addressing the BJP office bearers and party workers at a convention in Mumbai today, Mr. Shah exhorted them to shake off any disappointment, avoid focusing on surveys and work to ensure the party's victory in the upcoming polls. Swachhata Hi Seva 2024 campaign will conclude on the 155th Gandhi Jayanti tomorrow. The campaign was initiated on the 17th of last month. The campaign has witnessed active participation from state governments, local authorities and community groups across the country. Addressing the curtain raiser press conference on Swachh Bharat Divas 2024 in New Delhi today, Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil urged people to undertake an hour of Shramdan for Swachhata from 9 tomorrow morning. He said, "The mission, with the support of all states and union territories, has transformed sanitation across the country from achieving open defecation-free ODF status to expanding solid and liquid waste management."
हमने 10 साल पूर्ण होने के अवसर पर यहाँ पर अलग-अलग कार्यक्रम का आयोजन किया. गांव और शहर मिलाकर टोटल मिलाके 24,13,000 इवेंट हुए और उसके अंदर करीब 20 करोड़ लोगों ने हिस्सा लिया. सफाई मित्रों को भी हमने जोड़ा. उनके लिए भी काम करने की चेष्टा की. टोटल 38,88,000 सफाई कर्मी उसके अंदर जुड़े.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. India and Jamaica today exchanged 4 memoranda of understanding in the fields of digital public infrastructure, cultural exchange and sports. These MOUs were exchanged after delegation-level talks held between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his visiting Jamaican counterpart, Dr. Andrew Holness, in New Delhi. In a joint press statement, Prime Minister Modi said, "India accords special importance to the visit of the Prime Minister of Jamaica, as Dr. Holness has come on a bilateral visit to India for the first time." Mr. Modi added that India and Jamaica relations are based on our shared history, democratic values and strong people-to-people ties. Prime Minister Modi further stated that India is ready to share its experience with Jamaica in various areas.
ITED tatha ICCR scholarship ke madhyam se humne Jamaica ke logon ke skill development aur capacity building mein yogdan diya hai. Digital public infrastructure, laghu udyog, biofuel, innovation, health, education, agriculture, jaise kshetron mein hum apna anubhav Jamaica ke saath saajha karne ke liye tayar hain.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Hazaribagh in Jharkhand tomorrow. Mr. Modi is scheduled to launch the ambitious Pradhan Mantri Janjatiya Unnat Gram Abhiyan with a total outlay of 79,156 crore rupees. The program will be at the campus of Vinoba Bhave University. Later, Mr. Modi will also address a public meeting at Gandhi Maidan in Hazaribagh on the occasion of the concluding ceremony of Parivartan Yatra, which was started on September the 20th. Speaking about the Pradhan Mantri Janjatiya Unnat Gram Abhiyan, Union Tribal Affairs Minister Joel Oram said this program is aimed at improving the socio-economic condition of tribal communities. In Bihar, the flood situation continues to remain grim in 16 districts due to recent flash flood and breach of embankments in several parts of the state. More than 12 lakh people have been affected due to flood. Sitamarhi and Darbhanga are the worst affected districts. The Indian Air Force today joined the relief operation as the deluge has engulfed a large part in Sitamarhi and Darbhanga, where it is very difficult to reach with relief materials. More from our correspondent.
Chief Minister Nitish Kumar today conducted an aerial survey of flood-affected areas. He directed officials of disaster management to intensify the relief work in far-flung regions and ensure proper distribution of food, polythene seats, medical kits and drinking water for flood victims. A bigger portion has been inundated in Belsand, Runisaidpur in Sitamarhi and Kiratpur in Darbhanga district due to deluge of Bagmati and Kosi rivers. Large number of people are still waiting for food and relief materials in affected areas. Several flood victims who are displaced due to the flood have taken shelters on higher places. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
Meanwhile, the Home Ministry has decided to send inter-ministerial central teams for making an on-the-spot assessment of damage by floods in Bihar and West Bengal. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Mizoram, Manipur and Tripura during the next 2 days. IMD also forecast heavy rainfall in Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, coastal Karnataka and Karaikal till the 5th of October. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today accorded a warm send-off to Vayu Veer Vijeta car rally from the National War Memorial in New Delhi. The rally will reach Toise in Ladakh, where it will be formally flagged off to Tawang in Arunachal Pradesh to mark the 92nd anniversary of the Indian Air Force on the 8th of this month. It will cover a long distance of 7,000 kilometres. Addressing the event, the Defence Minister said the Vayu Veer Vijeta car rally will raise awareness and increase knowledge about the Air Force along with inspiring the youth.
इस रैली का उद्देश्य युवाओं को सेना के प्रति आकर्षित करना और वायु सेना के बारे में सही जानकारी फैलाना भी है। नौजवान केवल अफसर और कलेक्टर बनने का स्वप्न ही न देखें, बल्कि देश की सर्वश्रेष्ठ प्रतिभाएं सशस्त्र सेनाओं में शामिल होकर गौरव, अभिमान तथा देश सेवा के लिए शानदार जीवन जीने की भी बात सोचें।
At least 23 people were killed in Thailand when a school bus carrying more than 40 students and teachers caught fire on the outskirts of the capital Bangkok today. According to police, the bodies of 20 children and 3 teachers have been recovered. The police said 19 children and 3 teachers are reported to have survived. Thai Transport Minister Surya Jongrung Grangkit said 16 students and 3 teachers were sent to a hospital for treatment. In cricket, India have clean sweeped the two-match test series against Bangladesh. The hosts defeated the visitors by 7 wickets in the second test match in Kanpur this afternoon. Chasing a target of 95 runs, the hosts overhauled the score, posting 98 runs in their second innings on the last day of the second test. Earlier, the visitors were bundled out for 146, taking a lead of 94 runs after resuming their play at the overnight score of 26 for 2. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Polling concludes peacefully in third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. Nearly 66% voter turnout recorded. Campaigning intensifies for assembly elections in Haryana. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi says Congress is trying to divide country along caste and religious lines. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi accuses BJP of attacking the constitution. Swachhata Hi Seva 2024 campaign to conclude on 155th Gandhi Jayanti tomorrow. India and Jamaica exchange 4 MOUs in fields of digital public infrastructure, cultural exchange and sports. In Thailand, 23 people killed in a school bus fire incident in Bangkok. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.